Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We're in the Money Matters Radio Network studios, streaming online also on moneymattersboston.com. I heard locally daily on WBNW 1120 in Needham and WPLM 1390 in Plymouth, Mass, and WESO 970 in Southbridge, Mass. Today, I have Chris Muccio, author of 42 Rules for Success for 24-Hour Success with LinkedIn. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good, thank you. Chris, why don't you tell us about, I'm going to abbreviate it, 42 Rules for LinkedIn.
Sure. Actually, this is the second edition of the book. 5 years ago in 2008, people wanted an overview of LinkedIn. Things like, you know, hey, what is LinkedIn? How can it function? How can it fit with my business or career strategy? Things like that. And we jumped in, wrote one of the first books on LinkedIn, and we were pretty successful, and it became an Amazon bestseller. Now, fast forward to today, the LinkedIn topic is even hotter than it was back then. Back then, there were about 25 million people. Now, it's almost 10x that, about almost 240 million users on LinkedIn. I was looking at the stock price earlier this morning. It's up in the 240s, so it is a hot topic. But there's a clear demand to go beyond an overview. People want to learn more about what LinkedIn can do for them in terms of generating results, how they can be effective on LinkedIn. So the entire focus of our second edition of this book is helping people understand what it takes to be effective on LinkedIn, what it takes to generate results.
So can you give us a couple of hints? I use LinkedIn all the time. It's a very big part of our radio show and about my life. I'm out, you know, visiting entrepreneurs, sitting on boards almost full time. And when I'm not doing that, I'm, you know, I'm in the radio studio and I'm doing different things and I'm speaking at different speaking engagements. So, you know, I meet a lot of people through LinkedIn. So, you know, I'm always interested in more hints.
Okay. Jeffrey, here's the way I would kind of set it up for you. Think about LinkedIn for what it really is. At the end of the day, it's a communication platform. In business, we use a variety of platforms, e-commerce, HR, CRMs, right? So we have all these platforms we use, but we generally don't blindly jump into them and say, okay, they're going to work for me and they're going to generate something for me. We put time into it. We put strategy. We put resources. Maybe we put a lot of money into it. That's what we use to create an effective tool on LinkedIn, on a platform. With LinkedIn, while signing in and filling out some of the forms are really simple and straightforward, there's a little more of a subtlety, a more of a sophistication that users should be aware of to help generate results. And that kind of comes back to our methodology. We have this somewhat intuitive methodology. It's a four-part methodology. It starts with strategy. Why am I on LinkedIn? What am I looking to achieve? What are my goals? Then, number two, within the strategy context, hey, who is my target audience? Where are they on LinkedIn? How can I find them? So you're kind of setting your foundation up by putting your strategy together. Once you got the strategy, what do you need to do next? The second part of our methodology is you got to create awareness. If people, and make sure it's positive awareness, by the way, if people don't know you exist, how can they do business with you? And, you know, there are various ways to do that on LinkedIn and on off LinkedIn as well. You know, you kind of combine the two of those, but the goal is to create awareness. And we walk through those. Now, the third thing is probably the most important of the flow so far. I got awareness. People know I exist. Jeffrey, they know you exist. Look, your
time
is
nice.
Valuable. Exactly. Your time is valuable. How do you create that awareness, convert that awareness into a relationship? And that's through engagement. And on LinkedIn, this is what LinkedIn makes really simple. There are at least 10 different techniques that you could do in under 5 minutes to create ongoing engagement. And what happens when you create engagement? You create a relationship. What does a relationship lead to? Trust. Jeffrey, who do we tend to do business with? People we trust.
People we trust.
Yep, that's the fourth part of our methodology, which is the conversion. So it's a very logical flow. We take the approach of LinkedIn as a communication platform. How can we most effectively use that platform for our business?
Oh, that's very interesting. Again, for those who don't use LinkedIn, what do you say to them?
Well, the interesting thing is there's about 240 million people on LinkedIn right now. And I would tell you anecdotally, that maybe 80 to 90% of them are not using LinkedIn effectively right now. So the question always comes back to me, Chris, what do I need to do to be effective, or how, you know, should I be on LinkedIn? The answer is, number one, does LinkedIn fit with your business? And generally speaking, if you're in a B2B environment, LinkedIn is a flat-on benefit for your business. The second thing I would say to them is, look, you need to have a specific path in mind of what you're looking to achieve. And the analogy I always use, I'm in South Florida, by the way. The analogy I always use is, look, if I wanted to go to Orlando from South Florida, I could hop on a plane, I could take a bus, I could drive, and I could take a train. And I guess if I had the time, I could probably ride my bike from South Florida to Orlando. I got five different tactics that get me to my endpoint. Depending on what I have in terms of time, money, need, I could decide which tactic is best for me to get to my endpoint. The same thing works on LinkedIn. If I have an endpoint, I know what tactics I should follow to be successful. Otherwise, you jump on LinkedIn, you do a whole bunch of stuff, you work up all this activity, and as Coach John Wooden said, activity is not achievement, and then you get frustrated because you're not getting anywhere. You have no endpoint. You're just doing stuff.
Right.
So the goal is get an endpoint, have a complete path, and then work yourself towards that.
Can you give us a couple of examples of what you mean by endpoint?
Sure. So why am I on LinkedIn? Some people might be on, believe it or not, as a learning tool. They don't have another school to go to. They don't have a mentor they're plugged into. They go into LinkedIn. They go into specific groups that relate to their target industry, and they're learning key stuff that's happening through that group. Their endpoint might be that simple. I'm on LinkedIn to learn. Another person's endpoint might be, look, I'm in B2B sales, and I need to make connections with decision makers. I need to generate leads. And they focus on meeting the right people through the right organizations, which is great. But now I get onto LinkedIn and I could see their profiles. I could learn more about them. Oh, they went to this school, or they're a fan of this, or they like to talk about that. You could see what their value points are, and now you can share your expertise in line with their value points. People will listen when you have value to share. People will never listen when all you're doing is trying to pitch them and sell them. So the endpoint really applies to the specific individual. If you're a student, your endpoint's probably, look, I want to get a job. How do I use LinkedIn to get a job? It applies differently to each person.
Now, there's different levels of LinkedIn. There's not just one package. It's not like Facebook. Do you have any thoughts about that as well?
Yeah. For the longest time, I was a huge advocate of the free model. Go on, use it for free. But I've kind of swung around now to the paid version, believe it or not. The benefits I see are kind of twofold. And again, this probably applies to your specific need for LinkedIn and what your specific endpoint is. But if you're in B2B and you're in sales, you get the ability to get these things called LinkedIn in-mails, the ability to connect with someone that you're not connected to. Now, they cost money, but if you look at it in the overall scheme of things, if you're paying $10 a pop for these, that's a great way to create a new lead, create a new connection. And LinkedIn says that people receiving in-mails have a 30% better response rate than people just getting regular emails through LinkedIn.
Interesting. The other thing is, how much time do people need to spend on LinkedIn on a weekly basis to make it beneficial? I get that question a lot as well.
I would advocate, once you got you followed your methodology, so you get that out of the way, you built your plan, I would advocate, Jeffrey, no more than 15 minutes a day. And there are a ton of tactics you could follow to do things in seconds. So we talked about before with the methodology, engagement is powerful. Jeffrey, here's what I'd advocate, and this takes seconds. Start your day with a quick glance to the right top of your LinkedIn page. There's a little icon that looks like a flag, and that's called your notifications tab. Look in that. That tells you who the most recent people are that engaged with you. Maybe somebody endorsed you. Maybe somebody checked out your profile. Maybe somebody commented on something you posted. Jeffrey, they're already engaging with you. Jump in and re-engage with them. Great way to build that relationship. Second quick tip, another thing that takes you just seconds. If you're in groups, you get an email, generally speaking, on a daily basis, as long as you don't change it to false. So every day you get a group email. If people are posting on topics of your expertise, identify one or two of those, hop in, and add your value to that. It takes seconds to do. These are a couple. There are literally dozens of things you can do on LinkedIn.
Okay, very interesting. Jim, if somebody wanted to get hold of you and learn more about your book or purchase your book, how would they do that?
Well, Well, there's a couple things.
Chris.
We could take them to LeadGen 2020, L-E-A-D-Gen, G-E-N, 2020.com. The whole site is set up to just share LinkedIn insight, talks about the new book, and the book is also for sale on Amazon.com. 42 Rules for 24-Hour Success on LinkedIn, second edition.
Very interesting. Chris, you know, I'm an advocate of what you wrote about in your book. I do actually do the things that you say. I found it very useful. I find that the 10 to 15 minutes a day on LinkedIn is more powerful than when I started my business, when we used to do a full day of telemarketing in a day. It's just unbelievable how you can cull through what seems to be an unlimited list of great prospects.
Absolutely. It takes the cold calling right out of the mix.
Right. Totally. Don't cold call anymore. It's been very nice. Chris, it's been great having you on the show. Hopefully you'll be on again, and look forward to seeing your book all over the place.
Thanks, Jeffrey. You have a great one.
Thanks. Take care. Again, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.